Becky Moore has been a Chapel Hill resident since 2015, and she uses the path by her apartment every day. The sidewalk and asphalt trail connects East Franklin Street to the Chapel Hill Public Library. But Moore said, for a long time, the path has been increasingly difficult for her to use in her wheelchair.
I can't go that way or it will tip me out of the chair. And this one is tough. And then this is the one that people walking up the trail, if they're not paying attention, trip up all the time.
Moore first started using a wheelchair when she was 12, and her time on wheels has translated into expertise. Still, she says the conditions of paths, the sharpness of sidewalk cutouts, and the placement of crosswalk buttons all significantly affect how she moves through the world on a daily basis. She includes these factors on a list of challenges many able-bodied people may not notice. She even suggested I try navigating the library path in her old wheelchair.
There's definitely a moment where I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah. And yeah. You're like, oh, am I gonna die?
Yeah.
According to Moore and other disability advocates, unexpected challenges aren't only present in outdoor spaces. In 2022, Valerie Schwartz spent 7 months putting together a comprehensive accessibility guide for the Chapel Hill and Orange County Visitors Bureau that assesses the accessibility of 200 local businesses and 15 hotels.
So you can find out what the seating is. You can find out what the service is. Is it full service or do you need to get in line? And then after you've ordered your food, are they going to bring the food to your table or do you have to take the food to the table?
Schwartz is a longtime Chapel Hill resident and worked as a newspaper columnist. The 2023 accessibility guide wasn't the first Schwartz put together. An original access guide was written by her and Ellen Perry, a Carrboro disability rights activist, in 2015. Town officials Wade Gulledge and Sarah Poulton said the town of Chapel Hill is also taking action to make public facilities and resources more accessible. To make sure operations comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, Chapel Hill hired an outside consultant to complete an audit and make the ADA transition plan for the town.
Our job is to be making good faith efforts towards compliance and all the things that are in that plan. It could take quite a while. The plan plans out 5 years and kind of gives you priorities for year one, year two, all through year five. But it's gonna take time to implement them. And we are, as funding is available and as staff is available, we will be making these fixes. We're already working on a big chunk of them.
In the meantime, as the town continues to work towards its long-term goals, Gulledge and Poulton said they appreciate feedback from the community about accessibility.
Let us know if you're dealing with a town facility, like a parking lot or a certain facility you're struggling to get into. That helps us prioritize what fixes we need to make. So I'd say we are very open to feedback.
One way to do this is by using Chapel Hill Connect, which allows residents to upload service requests, including accessibility fixes. Moore said accessibility concerns can go unnoticed unless they're brought up.
Accessibility is unfortunately one of those things that we don't think about until we're forced to. And life can change on a dime. And you can go from able-bodied to not able-bodied in a heartbeat. And everything changes. And you are forced to figure out how to live within those confines and how to adapt to this repeated shutout of the places you've always been, of the places you've always gone, that you just can't go anymore.
Since Moore's feedback, the town of Chapel Hill has started working to improve the library path conditions. And Moore said accessibility fixes benefit everyone. After all, who doesn't like a bigger bathroom stall, wider sidewalks, or smoother ramps?
Those things that make life more accessible for people that need them truly make life easier for everyone. They just don't realize it until it's offered.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.